First name Hugo, last name Ramirez, date of birth 06-1960, date of encounter 02-18-25, history of present illness. Patient presents to the clinic in obvious distress, shortness of breath, unable to sleep for the last 3 weeks, wheezing, congestion, fever, loss of appetite, fatigue, unknown blood sugars. This is an uncontrolled diabetic that's not been taking his medication. And wife is with him as a historian. So this, she's being given something over the counter, unsure of what it is. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's awake, alert, and oriented. Times three, mild distress noted. Patient is actively using accessory muscles for breathing. Cannot complete full sentences. It's an elevated pulse rate and low oxygenation levels are a concern. On exam, head's equal, or his eyes equal round, reacted to light, ears normal light reflux, no tympanic membrane bulging, nose is clear, throat has no erythema or edema, no tonsillar exudate, an airway is patent. Neck is supple with no lymph node operatory. Respiratory system is expiratory wheezes in all fields. Cardiovascular system, regular rate and rhythm, and noted tachycardia. Skin is without rash or lesions. Next is medical history of hypertension, diabetes, anemia. Next, surgical history, non-contributory. Next is allergies, no known drug allergies. Next, social history, no reports of ETOH or tobacco use. Next paragraph, diagnosis, shortness of breath. Plan and advise the patient. He needs to go to the emergency room for evaluation. Advise mother we can call, or advised wife that we can call Emma. She declines that she'll drive in as the emergency room is approximately 2 blocks away. Offered again to call ambulance. Wife declined the second time, stated that they will go to the emergency room and have him seen in a higher level of care due to his condition. Patient advised to follow up upon discharge from the emergency room. And